Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're having the most phenomenal conversation with Lisa Stern, who is with Family and Children's Association, and Sarah Sampson, who is with the Safe Center. And I said it's a wonderful conversation. It's a terrible subject, unfortunately. But it's a subject that has to be discussed and has to be acknowledged. More than just discussing it, we have to bring this to the front of everybody's minds, because there are times when it may be a neighbor or a friend who sees something going on and says, this is kind of weird. And I don't know how they go forward. And actually, that's what I'd like to talk about, actually. If you're a caring neighbor, you're not just going to go and confront the woman who's being abused and say, you're crazy, you got to get out of here. But what does a concerned neighbor, friend, even relative do? You know, if you see your sister is, you know, not happy and being abused, you know, should that person intervene on their own, or should they reach out to you people and make a phone call, or should they just, anyway, as you can see, I have no idea what the answer is, so I'm throwing it over.
I think it's important that they reach out to somebody. I mean, if you suspect abuse, you might call Adult Protective Services, but, you know, if you're really concerned about their safety. But if you reach out to us, we're going to kind of reach out to the person. We always need consent from the person, though. They need to consent to work with us. But we can reach out and say that someone was concerned, you know, or we can, maybe sometimes we can offer help in some of our other programming, you know, that we have.
You could actually call somebody. So if I was the one being abused, you could actually call me on my cell and say, it's been brought to my attention. And I can turn around and say, thank you very much, Lisa, I'm fine, and hang up on you. Or you might got me at a good point, and I'll say, what's my next step?
Or we can say, if something changes in the future and you need our assistance, you know, here's our phone number.
Okay.
You know, and we have really trained staff that are gentle when they make that call.
Okay. Now, are those kinds of calls, like the person who called in, is that anonymous?
Anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, their name is not used to say, oh, JoJo told me to call you because he thinks you're being abused. Right.
But if you really suspect exploitation or abuse, you should call Adult Protective Services, and they're not going to disclose who makes that call. But if you're really concerned and you want action, I would call Adult Protective Services.
Yeah. What would that be? Do you have a phone number for that, or?
Sarah, do you know APS?
Yeah, I
don't have it off my top of my head.
No, that's fine.
It's a county number, 227, I'm not sure.
Okay. Now that's important, Otto, because, you know, people want to help. Sometimes an individual who jumps in to help could actually make matters worse. You know, you go over and you ring the doorbell, and I confront the person and say, I know you're really being a schmuck and abusing your wife. Well, you know, that's not going to go over big, that poor thing, that night.
Can I give our contact information?
Absolutely. I want everybody's
contact. Sometimes people call us just to chat and say, what's the best course of action? Every situation is different.
Okay.
So it's 516-485-3428 for a Safe Observant Senior Program.
And that's through Family and Children's.
Family, FCA, Family and Children's Association.
Right.
And you know, sometimes the people call and they just want to run something by us, and we can tell them their options. You know, sometimes you have to have patience. It takes time, you know, for someone to come forward or someone to want to take action.
You know,
and sometimes if they hear a friendly voice and someone who is compassionate, you know, they slowly gain trust, build trust. It's hard for them to trust someone with that information.
No, I'm agreeing with you 100%. And actually, Christina got the other number. I don't know if you got it, Sarah, also.
I just saw the one that she put in the chat, yeah.
516-227, 8519. So it's 516-227-8519. And either one of those numbers. I mean, the important thing is anybody listening today, and if it's affecting you personally, or if you know somebody, you know, you have to say something, but you have to be gentle. I understand that. You can't go in because you'll only make matters worse. You can't confront the abuser because that'll only make it worse. I'm assuming when he goes home that night, and again, I'm saying he, it could be the woman, but you know, I assume most of the time it is the man, unfortunately. And then there's children involved. And unfortunately they're young children that, and that, you know, goes with them. And I'd like to touch on that right now. The abuse within a house stays with the children for years and years and years. And it even screws up their relationships. Not everybody is going to realize that what my father did was wrong. And I wouldn't do that to a woman. Some think that's the way to act, I think. And so therefore, if your father hit your mother, there's nothing wrong with being abusive to a girlfriend. Let's touch on that one. And we'll start with Sarah.
So that's like a really complicated, family violence is so complicated. But in that dynamic, yeah, definitely. It has a huge impact on children. So far as like, I don't know if anybody's heard of the ACEs study. So the Adverse Childhood Experience Study, where there's like a questionnaire, it's about 10 questions, and your score, if it's higher than 4, you're at risk for a lot of things, behavioral, physical, it's trauma. So it changes your brain, essentially. So kids are really resilient. So that's the wonderful thing, that if there is violence happening in the home and there is intervention, they will be okay, you know, but we know it's underreported and it's very frequent. It's very prevalent in communities. So that makes it really complicated. But when we're looking at elder abuse, so typically, you know, family abuse, you know, family violence doesn't just happen overnight. It's not like, you know, you're 60 and over and all of a sudden you're experiencing these things. Definitely that happens as, you know, circumstances change with finances, health. But typically when we're talking about family violence, this is something that's been going on since their adult children were children. So it makes it a harder dynamic to look at because we're looking at a situation that's been brewing for years and really decades. So that makes it really complicated. But I think when we're talking about, you know, preventing that, and we're talking about preventing family violence, there's a lot of things that are being done in communities that I think we need to raise more awareness, you know, about. I think like at the Safe Center, we do safe dates and focus on healthy relationships in the education department. They go into the high schools and they talk to kids about what is a healthy relationship? What does that look like? We talk about consent. We talk about boundaries. So there's a lot of education and prevention going on to hopefully stop that violence that happens. But I think, again, like you're talking about acknowledging it, talking about it, making it more open, not just what happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors, but, you know, being comfortable with going to people and saying, this is happening in my home and I need help. I think there's a lot of stigma attached to asking for help just in general. But I think if we really root out those problems, then as people age, we're not, you know, that's going to lower the elder abuse that happens. If we have children who become adults and they're abusive towards their parents, you know, that hopefully can stop when we stop it at the root in the beginning.
Right. Actually, Sarah, Lisa told us a little bit about family and children's and the various things that they do. And you just give us a little bit of an overview of the Safe Center.
Yeah. So first I'll give you our hotline because that's really important. It's 516-542-0404. And anyone can call, you know, and ask, get advice on a situation that they're experiencing, ask for help. So we're a domestic violence, sexual violence organization. We serve all ages. We are co-located with the Child Advocacy Center and the Special Victims Squad. We have legal, we have a medical office where a SANE nurse can come in to do sexual assault examinations. So we are a holistic we take a holistic approach to treating family violence, sexual violence. We offer counseling services through our rape and sexual assault team. We have the human trafficking department that deals with, you know, youth in our safe harbor program up to adult. And then we have our education department as well. That's the department that I'm in, and we do anything from awareness workshops to education workshops. We go into the high schools and do safe dates. I do a nightlife program. So I do sexual violence prevention and nightlife. We have
nightlife.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. We have a wide variety of services that we provide to prevent and treat family violence. And all of our counselors that work with children and our rape sexual assault staff, they're just wonderful. It's a great place. I love it there. And our elder abuse is a small couple of people, just really me and Jill, who's our adult advocate, but our other services will incorporate elder abuse cases. So if you are experiencing any type of violence or financial abuse, we will, you know, accept referrals. And in some cases we might say, you know what, FCA actually can handle this really great, and you seems like you have a lot of things that you need addressed, and we will reach out. So that's nice too. We can kind of collaborate with other organizations.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget the magic number 311 also. Yeah. For any, like if somebody's in a situation, they will got that you call 311 and they'll filter you to one of your organizations. I have a scenario. You talked about financial abuse. Somebody, this is a friend of ours who's not in this state, gave power of attorney to the children and had his early signs of dementia. The children immediately proceeded to sell everything she ever owned because they had the power of attorney. So now this person is completely captive and has no control over anything. And those kinds of situations are, to me, that's abuse too. How do you, you know, I guess you have to educate people, you know, as far as like you give a power of attorney, you're giving a power of attorney, and you better be sure who you're giving it to. And, you know, it's, I don't have an answer to that. I'm just pointing out that these are real problems that real people face all the time.
I think it's really important too, to educate throughout the lifespan, but it definitely seniors, about what power of attorney implies and entails. Because I know from talking to, you know, legal on our EMDT, I'm not an expert in any of, you know, legal stuff. I'm still learning. It's so complicated. But as far as power of attorney, you know, unless there's a real, you know, substantial capacity issue, you do have a say, you know, in what happens in your life still. So I think that power of attorney piece is really, really important in just educating, like, what are your rights if you do have a power of attorney as the person that they have that quote unquote power over? What does that entail? What does that look like? What are your rights? So that if they are being exploited, they understand that they still have a voice and they still have a right to say this isn't right.
We're going to come back to that after the break. Believe it or not, we have to break again. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.